Online Podcast 194. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to online live webcast. Now, you'll be listening to this as a podcast as well on whatever day I choose to post this on my web. But right now, it seems like we have 8 people listening in live directly. And blay ho. Oh, lots of people in the chat. So if you are listening to this and you don't know what I'm talking about, what chat you're talking about, send me a message and I'll try to get you added to the whatchamacallit, hoo ha hing hong. Let me see. Send me, oh my gosh, my reverb, sorry. Send me a message to the blah, no, add me to your Skype. My Skype name is John Ong, J-O-H-N-O-N-G, and it seems like I only still have 8 people, I believe. Is this true that I can only have 8 people on the live cast? I wonder. But this is pretty cool. I've been doing some testing with some of you out there, and today it's very special, and I will just make the announcement with some excessive reverb. Today would be, 2 years ago today, I posted online podcast number 1. So today I celebrate my 2 years of podcasting. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. If you're listening to this not on a Saturday, November 4th, 7 o'clock, this is just a recorded version of the podcast, of the live webcast. And I hope that the link on the website is correct. Can any of you let me know if the link on the website is correct? Now, of course, on the website also, I am stating that you'll be getting a free t-shirt, which you will be. I will ask you the question in a moment, and the first person that can send me the correct answer to my email. So it is the email, not through Skype. So don't put your answer out on Skype. I will ask you a question regarding the show or anything about the show. If you get the answer, you have the whole night to do it. Send me the first person with the correct answer will get a t-shirt, a Podcasters Unite t-shirt. Now, I don't care whether or not it fits you because Andy Melchert may win and they may not have a size for it. But the largest is I think 2XL. But anyhow, if you don't win this t-shirt, you can also buy this t-shirt from online. No, you can buy the t-shirt from, what is my website? Podcastersunite.com. Any of you listening to me, I wonder if there's a lot of chat going on right now on the Skype chat, online webcast chat. If any of you are having problem, I am sorry, I cannot, my Windows player won't play it. Oh, I think Pink Mafia Radio, you can actually, if anybody knows how to send Pink Mafia Radio, the instruction on how to add that link to the his Windows Media Player, he should be able to do that. Now, I only have 8 people, though. That's my maximum. Is that like nobody can add in after 8 people? That would be bad, but you know, at least I have 8 people. I don't know. But anyway, for those of you who are listening to this as a podcast, you probably have no idea what's going on. There are a few people out there trying to try it. Bloody blah, blah, blah. Richard Blue seems to tell everyone he wishes he could join us, but he's out eating at the moment. So, of course, Richard Bluestein's priority is food, just like me. So I understand that. Thank you, Richard. Thank you. And let me see. Now, you are also able to call in. In a moment, I'll give you instructions on how to call in. All of you who are listening, who are really only 8 people. Only 8 people? How can you only have 8 people? I see a bunch. See, I don't know. I see 8 people on my list of listeners, and I don't know whether I have a maximum of 8 people. I don't know. How about do a head count? Let's do a head count, people in the chat. if you're listening to this, if you're listening to the live webcast, please put type in Ching Chong on the chat. Type in Ching Chong, however you spell it. Just type in Ching Chong, and I'll just do a head count and see how many people are tuning in right now live. And if people, do you have any problem, first of all? Oh, yeah, 1, 2, 3, that's good too. 1, 2, 3, Ching Chong, that would be number 4. Whoops, I guess that's a little lag. Blah-ho. I'm using a lot of magism. Ching Chong. It looks like several people. Now, if anybody in that Skype chat was having problem adding that link to your whorehole, adding that link to your whatever player that you're using, oh, it looks like there's more people. It only shows up on my list as 8 people. But anyway, I think, is it really 8 people or do I have more than 8 people? I'm not sure. I'm losing track. But if you'd like to talk to me, I also welcome Skypecast. I will call you. You do not call me. I call you. Okay? Chimichanga. Yes. Blah, 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 blah. I will not tell you the question to get to win the t-shirt until maybe a little bit later. I don't know what time. So, you guys in the chat room, is there anything you would like to ask me? Nothing personal. Okay, Nick is asking me what quality I'm setting on my nice cars. I actually have to set it to the lowest quality because I'm the other day when I tried the higher quality, and it seems like it is giving me some problem. Well, people get kicked off all the time. So I'm having the least quality, the one that is available for even dial-up people, it seems. But blah, 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 blah. You remember Stefan Live 365, whatever that is? Oh, Zillafag. Hi, Zillafag. I don't know if Zillafag is listening, though. It looks like we have a lot of people, but I'm not sure how many people are actually listening right now because the list only shows 8 people. And, of course, Andy Melton asks, is Bruce here? I think Nick Thomas also mentioned that it would be disappointing if he doesn't get to hear Bruce. Unfortunately, Bruce is working, and I'm home alone, naked, with you. Not really, I'm not naked. I have my Podcasters Unite t-shirt on. I have my, what is this, Join the Podcast Revolution t-shirt, which you will get to win tonight, a t-shirt from moi. And so Bruce is not here, unfortunately. But I have all of you, so let's see. Yeah, in fact, there are some older shows. You can go back and find some older shows with Bruce in it. So he doesn't want to be in it. Am I going to sing? Nick Thomas asked. Am I going to sing? You know, it depends. I'm not prepared to sing. I'm not prepared to sing. I can use a lot of reverb, though. Hello? Anybody in here? This cave is large. Am I in Madge Weinstein's vagina? Hello? Okay, crazy. Anyway, I will start taking call. If you would like me to call you, please request so and ask me, you know, on the chat. Just type in you want me to call you. And I will take one person at a time. I will only take one person at a time, and I'll call you. Hopefully, I'll be able to get to everyone who choose to, you know, who wants to speak with me. You don't have to speak with me. You can just, you know, enjoy and listen to this crap that I'm doing. So, if you want to talk to me, please type it in the Skype chat. And okay, Mark is the first person who says so. So I'm not going to look at the chat now. I'm going to call Mark first. But the first thing before I call you is, everybody, this is for everyone, please stop the turn down, at least if you're using iTunes to listen to this webcast, turn down the volume all the way down for your webcast, just the webcast. If you want to stop it also, you may do so. I cannot guarantee that you can actually get back on. Hopefully you can, but I'm not so sure. But because, you know, this is all new. So I'm going to call Mark, and then we will chat with him. And for a moment, I'm not going to take too much time because I want to try to get to everybody. We'll chat for a moment, and if you want to, then I will. I'm not looking. Yeah, sexy chef Mark. Yes, I'm. Should I ask him for my anniversary to have him send me his naked picture? I just need one. The full meat and potato and face and everything. I like my pictures with the face. No, I just don't want the dong pics. But anyway, I'm going to connect. I'm going to call Mark now and we'll chat with Mark. And there might be some delay too, actually. So I will give him a moment. And let's see. Oh, hello, Mark.
Hello.
Hi.
Live. Live.
How are you?
Happy anniversary.
Thank you, thank you. I'm 2 years old now.
You're 2 years old. Just spankable.
Oh,
Just enough to spank you.
smack. Thank you so much. I'm glad you're able to join us. I know you're probably busy.
Well, yeah, I looked at my watch. I said, "Ooh, I have 10 minutes to get my ass up there and get all
Oh,
logged into
good.
the
And it will
internet."
spread it for you, your ass, that is.
Oh, Lord, that's
Spread
later,
it.
honey.
Spread it and lick
I have friends coming over. That's later.
Oh, that's later. Okay, is that the Taiwanese boy?
No,
Okay,
no.
let's
These are
talk about your
different
show. I think
ones.
most people know your show, but you can tell people he is a podcaster, and if you'd like to find out more about his show, you can go to what?
RemarkablyMark.blogspot.com
Yeah.
is my Remarkably Mark show with Steva, who's sitting in my lap right now. And Remarkable Palette is my professional chef culinary show.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. And
Yeah.
you can also buy stuff from.
Oh, Beth says hi, Steva. Hi, Beth. Steva here's here here. You can hear him at the Oh, that's
Oh,
can
I
you hear him?
hear him.
He just grumbled a little bit. He's like, "What are you doing?"
Oh, now I'm going to play the theme song that I wrote to you.
Oh, you have it right there? Oh,
I think
please
I just
do.
searched it. I go, okay, I'm gonna play it. You may not hear it. Let me see if you can hear it. You may actually hear it too. I'm gonna play
Okay.
it. I don't know if this is the right version, but listen to this.
He walks on the street from Chelsea to Times Square, a personal chef without his cookware. He tells his stories with his pinpin named Steva. Viva Remarkable, Steva Remarkable, Viva Remarkably Mark. He walks
Oh
on
my
the
gosh. Oh wait, I have to
street.
stop. I have like different
That's the
versions.
repetitive version. Steva is so happy. He's sitting in my lap. It's getting cold now, so he's getting clingy. You know
Oh,
how?
so is my cat. Small cat. I mean,
Yeah.
small dogs are like that. I remember my.
Chai.
Yeah, Chai is like that too. I don't know where he
Your
is
chai
right
soy latte.
now. Yeah, and but anyway, Chai is very clingy because he was co completely attached to my parents for 2 months, and then my
Oh,
parents are
and now they're
gone.
gone.
My parents are gone, and so he is constantly looking for attention,
Yeah,
just
he's
like some
lonely
of
'cause I'm
us.
sure he got used to having mom around during the day.
Yeah,
And now you
and.
with your 12 jobs, you're not around as much.
Exactly. In fact, he is so manipulative that he would actually go and beg from my dad and would ask to be fed several times a day. He was supposed to eat like 3 times a day, like small amounts, and he probably gets fed like 5 or 6 times a day.
Right, he works that sympathy angle.
Yeah, he is a whore just like his daddy.
Oh, the apple doesn't fall very far.
Exactly.
Or I should say the fermented black bean doesn't fall very far.
Fermented bean curd.
Bean curd, yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for
Yum,
calling. Is
yum.
there anything else that you would like to say or ask me?
Well, I mean, it's your anniversary, so what were you doing? What was your first show about? What did you say on your very first episode? Because
I was actually.
most of us weren't around then. I don't know, maybe some of the people were, but I wasn't around
Yeah, I don't
for
know
your
who
very
was
first show.
here since the very first episode, but my first show was kind of retarded. I just talked about the podcast and what I was going to do with it. And of course, at that time, I didn't really have any thought, I didn't have much thought about the podcast. I just want to turn my blog, existing blog, into an audio form. So that was pretty much it. And I actually used multiple languages in the podcast as well. So it was my podcast. The first podcast was like, okay, you're listening to
Tway, tway, tway,
this.
tway.
And and in fact, if you
Salamat
yes, selamat datang, tuan tuan dan puan puan
Tuan,
sekalian.
tuan, tuan.
So that was my first podcast was probably probably about my podcast. It was kind of bad. You know how that goes.
Very meta. It was very meta then.
Yeah. It was totally. In fact, I was explaining why I'm doing.
At the time, you were in the process of inventing the medium, right?
Sort of.
That was when you and Al Gore were busy inventing the internet.
Yeah, we were in the lab. We were the
series of tubes.
Internet lab, and we were putting different kind of mixture into creating podcasting. No, actually, when I first started, I have listed myself on, what is it called? iPodder.org or something.
iPodder, yeah.
Yeah, and at that time, there were probably about 300 other podcasts all around the world at that time when I joined.
Wow. So now there's like, 10,000?
10,000, perhaps. And my listenership has gone up. And the first time, I think I only have my friends listen to most of my podcasts. You know, I kind of forced them to listen to it. So at my peak, I was having about 7 people listening. Now, in fact, my live feed, I have 8 people. It might be more than 8 people. I'm not sure. But on my list,
it's probably more than 8.
Yeah. So
I'm betting it's more than 8.
So, it's been doing much better now. I have probably 400 or 500 listeners, but not a whole lot compared to many other pioneers, so to say.
And you have all of those, don't forget all of your Penang Hokkien listeners.
Exactly. I have some of my Penang Hokkien listeners also listening into the webcast also.
Have them type something into the Skype chat.
Oh, please say hi. Nasiluta de Penang Hokkien ni tia jiang, nasilabi galang gong wan, elisaki li Penang Hokkien, ebole online webcast, ya, paji jai galang gong, huan ing lulang, ha, gam sia luang as you tia. That's my Penang Hokkien.
Yeah, what he said.
Spiel. I said,
what he
fuck
said.
You.
He said, all these damn honkies in here listening to me. I want to give a shout out. Michael Sage, I can't believe I didn't think of this before. You know, you've been calling the MOBA talk my chingo, but he called it my chimichanga when he left me a message.
Oh, good. In fact, I just met Michael Bailey this afternoon because I went to the podcast meetup.
Oh, good.
So I just met
y'all, him. Michael Bailey is a great guy. He is the inventor of MOBA Talk and a lot of other little web applications, and he's a brilliant gentleman.
Yeah,
he's
go to really mobatalk.com, right? M-O-B-A.
Mobatalk.com.
Talk.
talk.com.
So yeah. I when it was my chingo, I call it my ching chong. And now that it's MOBA talk, I call it homo talk. So
homo talk.
I told him it doesn't matter what name he picks, I will ruin it anyway.
You'll still find some way of making it sound like a whore.
Oh yeah, exactly. Whore it up, it's as we call it.
You'll whore it up. Yeah.
Any other question?
No, just, quick plug. Yes. Everyone should listen to my Remarkable Palette podcast, which is coming out on Wednesday, because I went down to Rockefeller Center yesterday, and they had created a cranberry bog in Rockefeller Center, and I went and interviewed Ming Tsai, the chef.
Oh,
Ming
yay! Tsai, I like him.
He's one of our old friends. He's been on the podcast a couple of times.
Wunderbar.
And he was there because, you know, Ocean Spray is the sponsor of one of his TV shows, and so it was so cool. There was a whole cranberry bog right there in Rockefeller Center, so everyone listen to my show.
And
I know
people,
Steve Harris. I'm a
show.
Plugging whore.
Tell people
it's
what show.
It's the Remarkable Palette podcast.
Like what episode do you know?
It's
like,
going to be episode number 64.
Tell people what day, because this may not go on until next week.
Oh, Wednesday the whatever of November. It's going to be number 64.
It's in November, show number 64.
November 7th or whatever the date is.
Something so,
November
like
8th. That. November 8th.
Okay, great, okay. great. Thank you so much
and
for calling.
And see, now they're giving me a hard time. Over here in the chat, they're saying, plugging whore, cranberry bog plug, plug in his ass. Oh, no, honey, that's your turn.
No,
I'm gonna
plug his
turn you
ass.
Around.
I plug his ass. You don't get to plug his ass. I plug it.
John is the top in this podcasting relationship.
I'm always the top. Thank you. Thank you, Mark, so much. And hopefully we get to meet in person sometime. I know we were in the same city, but we didn't get to meet last time. So next time,
that's
hopefully
okay.
We get to meet.
Next time, soon.
Thank you so much for calling. Mwah. Well, I call you. Mwah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And I better win that t-shirt later.
Oh, yeah. Keep listening. So, okay, that was Mark. Oh, wasn't that fun? It sounds like a real show. It sounds like a real show. Now, it seems like there are also Penang people, Penang Hokkien people going on. Bloody hell. I'm doing like 10,000 things at one time. In fact, I am going to type something. No, I can't do that. Can I? Okay, yeah, maybe I should. But anyway, I am just getting distracted as usual. Sounds like we have, you know, it looks like I only have eight people on the list. That we may have more. I'm not sure, but I don't really care. There's nothing much I can do about it, so I'm not going to talk too much about it. But this show is also recorded. So if you're listening to this, you are listening to the recorded version. If you're not listening to this on November 4th, live directly from Kansas City, you are listening to this as a podcast. So that you can enjoy some of those fun. It's probably not as fun for you because you're not interacting live with me. So I did not look at the chat since I was talking to Mark. So at this point, I would like to have people who wants to... wants me to call to please say so on the webcast chat, the online webcast chat. Oh my God, this is so high tech and so far so good. The internet is not down yet, touch wood. So let's see, who wants me to call? Nobody wants me to call? In fact, they were talking about Mark more than they were talking about me. Hello, you're listening to me. La 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 la. Let's see. I don't know, I cannot go in fully. Oh, you know what? People are saying that they cannot come in. So maybe I can only handle up to 8 people? Yikes. I'm not sure. People on the Penang Hokkien site is telling me that they cannot come in. So unfortunately, if you want to stay on the show, how do I do that? Nick Thomas, do you know anything about it? Do you know anything? It will only. Is there like a limitation as to how many people I can add? I wonder. Now this is broadcasting at the lowest stuff or the lowest whatchamacallit, hoo-ha already. So maybe because of my upload speed, there is a limitation of how many people I can actually bloody hell. So. So I guess, really, maybe we just have 8 people and people just cannot come in anymore. That kind of suck. Nick Thomas, are you still there? If you can give me some idea of whether or not that is the case, or am I not setting something correctly and I only have 8 people. But anyway, unfortunately, I can't do anything. So anybody, who else wants me to call them and chat with them? Nick Thomas says he doesn't know, but he has a big pipe, ladies and gentle whores. Nick Thomas has a big pipe. You should go to his website, nickthomas.org. Nick, N-I-C-K, Thomas, .org. He has a big pipe, internet pipe, that is, and so he's able to do probably more people at one time. Unfortunately, I don't know. I feel bad that I can only host 8 people now. Now that I've advertised it so well, But anyway, who else wants me to call? If nobody wants me to call, who else? I'm looking at the chat right now and see who else wants me to call. Steve, do you want me to call you? Steve Horace? Steve Horace, are you available to chat, Steve Horace? Call Andy Meltard. Should I call Andy Meltard? I should get. Now I do have 5 megabyte download, whatever you call it. Is it megabit or megabyte? People help me on the website out there. Is it megabyte, MBPS, megabit per second? It's a small B, so it's probably megabit per second. Who else? I'm going to call Steve Horace, and then I will. So turn down Steve Hor. Please turn down your live webcast, and that don't hang up though, because I think you may not be able to come in. I think we can only fit 8 people in my pipe. I don't have a big pipe. Apparently, I can only fit 8 inches. I mean, 8 people. So I'm going to call Steve Horace right now. Where is Steve Horace? Oh, here he is. I'm going to call him now. Of course, Steve Horace, as some of you may know, is my bisexual friend. And I don't know if he needed that or not. So I'm calling him right now. We'll be having a little chat with Steve Horace.
Hello.
Hello, my bisexual friend.
What an intro. Hello, whore.
Hello, whore. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you very much.
What time is it over there for people to get an idea? Is it during the day or very late? It's 1 p.m.?
It's only 25 past 1 in the morning.
So it's like 1 a.m. Now, of course, Steve Horace runs, his clock ticks in the U.S. time, actually. Yeah. So, anything that you want to, you know, of course we talk all the time. We're always online. So anything that you would like to mention or say or whatever today?
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Two-year-old whore.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, of course, wait. I was not planning to do anything. Seriously, I was going to do, like, my Monday show is supposed to be, like, you know, I just celebrated my second year anniversary of podcasting, and that's it. I wasn't going to do anything special until, of course, I found out about Nick Thomas's live show. In fact, I'm going to call Nick Thomas in a moment. He actually was the one who introduced me to the software Nicecast. Unfortunately, only 8 people, but at least 8 people. So anyway, I think my pipe is not large enough, unlike his. So that's it. So I'll let you go back to what you were going to say.
Oh, fuck. Well, that was a long time ago.
That was a year ago. But anyway, yeah.
So
yeah,
happy 2 years. What else is gonna say? Oh yeah, I can't remember.
Well, tell us why we sort of connected because of my show, and also I was also looking for a software that would do a feed for me. So many of you listeners out there right now on the live feed, at least. So those people who cannot get to the show, don't worry. You get to hear the podcast. You just don't get to win the T-shirt.
That's nice.
I'm sorry you're screwed.
You could put your question on the site afterwards, after the thing's over, couldn't you? I suppose.
Yeah, I guess, but they're not listening to it, so how do they know to go to the website to check out the answer? I mean,
well, we put it in the chat.
Oh yeah, I guess I could do that. Maybe I'll post the question on the website instead of on the live show. That's a good idea. See, that's why I like Steve. He's smart. And also he is some of you've seen him before, and he's cute, and he's bisexual, so he's like open opportunity for girls and men.
That's right. I'll have anyone
advertise, so anyway, who says call someone else, Nick? No, I'll call you. No, he's saying that, you know, don't want to call him, but I'll call you. And let's see, whore. What was I gonna say? Fuck. I forgot what I was going to say, but just like a regular online podcast, this is live, unfortunately. But
have you eaten anything nice today to celebrate your two-year anniversary? Have you eaten anything nice today?
Did I eat anything nice?
Mm-hmm.
But Bruce actually made me chicken noodle soup for my second anniversary. It's very lovely. Yay. With mashed potatoes, very yummy, and also green beans. It's like my second comfort meal. I mean, you know, second set of comfort food. I have my original set where I grew up, which my mom had been preparing, and she left several days ago. I was sad, boo-hoo, cry. And then and then my parents, my dad too, I was sad that my dad was gone too, because he's the one who does all the dishes, and I didn't have to do dishes. He also did a lot of my yard work. But anyway, I love my parents.
Well, you never do it anyway, do you?
Yeah, I don't do it when they're not here. So where was I going with this? Oh, my! What did I do?
Know.
Yeah, so I got two sets of comfort food. So that's what the you know, special food that I ate. And all of you know that I love my food, even though I've had a gastric my ass surgery lately because I cannot eat anymore. Well. No, that's wrong. I cannot eat as much as I used to. In fact, it got me really sick, so I haven't been eating too much. That is changing, though. I'm gaining back my appetite, so down goes my gastric my-ass surgery. But anyway, I want to say hi to Jeb, if he's listening, especially if Andrew is listening also. Hi. And let's see. Oh, let's go back to the key thing. The reason why I connected to Jeff... What's her name? Steve Horace. It's because of his software, the software that he makes. There are many podcasters out there. So my rule is, if it's my feed, I would like to control it. So I would like to have full control, and I don't like how WordPress does the feed because it's dynamic. Is that what you... Yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah.
And so you cannot really control the feed. Sometimes I want to put content on my feed. Okay, getting all meta. But sometimes the content on my feed that I want to put on the feed is not always the stuff that I want to put on the website. So stuff that I put on the website will... Because I want people to subscribe. I want people to subscribe to my feed. So shut up. I want people to subscribe to my feed, and therefore I want to control my feed. And therefore I like the software Feeder created by reinventedsoftware.com. Software? So software. You know my ass.
Yes.
Software.
Well, thanks for the plug.
So yeah, reinvented software.
Chef Mark wants to know more about my hardware, it seems, if you look at the chat.
Oh, you can poke it right into your ass. Okay, well, anything else, honey?
No, not really, as long as I know you're eating well. And I really like green beans, too, so that's good.
Good, good. I still only have 8 people, unfortunately. So you better not get kicked out because, okay.
I think Andy can't listen at the moment. He's listening via Zillafag.
Oh, unfortunately. Oh, I'm so sad. Yeah, that sucks. That sucks.
So I think you should give him a call too, because he'd be lonely and he'll get all depressed. And
Okay, so tell people on the web, tell people that I will be posting the questions on the website. So go to onlinepodcast.com which means I need to type, god damn it. Which means I need to type.
I can type it in someone can type it in when they hear this. Type it in, whores.
Oh, like
seems that easy.
Like on the, not on the website then, on just on the chat room?
Well, I'll put it on the chat and you can remember to put it on the website afterwards because I'll nag you or something.
No, I'll do it right away and probably get the winner right away too. Because it's live, remember? It's live. So, I will post a question on the website. Just go to onlinepodcast.com when I reveal the question. And then you need to email me at online@gmail.com. And then you will get there. So anyway, I should kick, like, is there anybody listening that I need to kick out? Because I can kick people out.
Let's have a look.
I'm not going to do that. But in case if you lose the feed, it's not me that's kicking you out. It's just my cheap internet. In fact, I have really good download speed, but very bad upload speed. I don't have any plan to do a live show all the time, so I'm not going to spend a lot of money to get that. Unless you're Nick Thomas, which we'll be speaking with in a moment. Thank you, Steve Horace.
Thanks, John.
Thank you very much, and we'll be talking about Sepet, that movie Sepet, on online pretty soon. In fact, sure. I'm going to drop you now because I'm going to talk about erection.
Sure. Erection. Oh, excellent.
Yeah, okay. All Thank right, you then. So much, Steve Horace.
Nice talking, Hall.
Love ya. Mwah, mwah.
And you. Mwah, mwah. Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, ladies and gentle whores. I need to add some people to, maybe I don't, from Penang Hokkien. But anyway, they're Penang Hokkien listeners, so who cares? Never mind. Don't hate me. Don't hate me. But anyway, I was just going to say, if you're listening to this live, it is on November 4th. So Tuesday, November 7th. Is it 7? 8? It's 5? Yeah. It's November 7th. This is Election Day. And for those of you who has the right to vote, please practice your right. Go and vote. It doesn't matter if it snows or if it pours, shit down the sky. Go vote. Please go vote because my future depends on you also. How you vote, the government will also govern me, obviously. And since I'm not a citizen yet, I cannot vote. So please go out and vote. Those of you who are listening to this, sort of preaching to the choir, but you never know. Now, maybe if you are the choir member and you're listening to this because you are already voting or if you're a strong participant in the election, then get somebody else to vote, look around and see who needs that push. Maybe you can drive somebody to vote if the weather is bad. Maybe you can go with somebody. So what is that? Okay, so if you can't hear the show, go to onlinepodcast.com. In a little bit, I will be posting the question. So who wants to talk for a while and take over the show while I type the question? I'm not sure. In fact, I may call... I'm going to type the question now. In fact, I cannot get distractions, so maybe I should call somebody and have somebody talk about stuff. Work at the damn polls. Also, Zillafec is working at the polls. not working on whose poll, Zilafag? Hey, Zilafag, I don't think we've ever spoken live, so maybe I'll call you in a moment, too. Let's see. I need to call who? I need to call Nick Thomas, because, you know, you don't have to speak a whole lot. Which we can just. I just want to have you on the program, because I want you to plug your live show as well. Since I don't have the information in front of me, I'm going to call Nick Thomas. Nick Thomas, I'll be calling you right now. And please turn down your feed so you don't get retarded by... You know what it means, because you are the one who inspired me to do this. So I'm calling you now, Nick Thomas, and we'll be chatting with Nick Thomas momentarily while I post the question on the website. So hello, Nick. Are you there yet? Hey, Nick.
I'm here.
Hi.
I'm here. What's up?
How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, good. Now, I'm envious of your big pipe now.
Are you, though?
Yeah, because I only have, like, apparently... Oh, someone, now, I only have 7 listeners, so anybody who's not on there, relay this message to the chat room. Tell people to try it, because somebody got dropped off. So how are you, Nick? You are the one who inspired me to do this live show, you know that?
Yes, I know.
Mm-hmm. Are you a little shy?
Yes, a little shy tonight.
You're a little shy.
Yes,
despite your big pipe, you're a little shy.
Yes, despite my big pipe.
Yeah. So
congrats.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You sound very good.
Thank you, as usual.
You're so sexy.
Oh, thank you.
And you're not going to sing for us?
I don't know what to sing. Maybe if I find something that I can sing that is not, original music, maybe I'll play a song that is...
That would be good.
I did. Maybe I should do that when I post a question. Then yeah, I can actually, play. Now, I don't have the permission to post that song also, but at least it's original. It's not, I won't get sued by, whores. So tell us about your podcast and also tell us about your live shows that you do.
My podcasts are usually about political issues. So I spend a lot of time talking about politics, so everyone should get out and vote on November 7th, this
Tuesday.
Definitely. And vote Democrat. That's basically how I feel about it.
Yay.
I don't know.
Yay. Well, I think we're sort of preaching to the choir, but, vote for the government that doesn't lie to you.
Right.
So, yeah, we're a little bit biased here, but for good reasons, I think. We just need more people awake, It seems like everybody's asleep, so we need to kick some asses to wake people up.
Definitely.
So what about your live show? I would really enjoy your live shows.
Well, the funny thing is, you were listening the other day when you called me. I just happened to be broadcasting live, and they've been sort of, not scheduled or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight I have one scheduled for 9:00.
Oh, wow! Well, after this,
right? I didn't know how long you were going to go, but I'm going to go from try to go from 9 till 12 midnight.
Are you
Central
Central
Time?
Central Time. So yeah, it's definitely by 9 I'll be done.
Right. It's basically just a political kind of show. So anybody that wants to listen to it, go to my website, nickthomas.org, and there are several places there where you can find the link to the show.
Wonderful. I'm typing with the correct answer. Sorry, I'm a little retarded. I cannot multitask.
So what are you doing, John?
So I am typing the question that I'll be posting on my website instead of saying out here, since people cannot, not everyone can get this live webcast. I am just posting the question on the website at the same time as revealing that question on the live webcast, so that everyone can actually get a chance to see what the question is and send me the answer to my email.
And so we win a t-shirt, right?
Somebody will...
One lucky listener wins a t-shirt.
Correct. If you want it dirty, like me wearing it for a day and get all sweat. Oh gosh, that's so disgusting. No, you're not going to get a dirty t-shirt. You're not getting a soiled t-shirt from me. You get a brand new t-shirt, a Podcasters Unite t-shirt. It has this Join the Podcast Revolution on there. Sort of a plug for myself. because it's my show. I get to plug anything, even Mark's ass. You can go to podcastersunite.com. If you don't win, you can buy the t-shirts there. Anything else you'd like to say? And thank you for the inspiration.
I just want to hear from this Zilla fag. I think you need to call Zilla fag.
I need to call Zilla fag?
Because it sounds like he's kind of interesting. Is this a he or a she?
It's a he.
Okay. I'd like to hear from him.
Okay. Maybe I'll call him. I've never had... I don't know if
Have
I...
Have you ever talked to him?
I've never spoken to him in person. I know who he is. And
it would be kind of cool.
So I need
Where's
to
he from?
To he... Where... You know what? When we talk to him, you'll find out. Because okay. I don't really know. I need to add him, though. Zilla Fig. I need to add him to my... whatchamacallit. Oh, how do I add that? Gosh, I need to do 1,000 things. I cannot do that. You know, this is like a one-man show. Zilla Fig. Add to contacts. Okay, I'm adding Zilla Fig because I'll be calling Zilla Fig in a moment. Well, anything else that you would like to ask me? Or say
That's basically it. Get out and vote on Tuesday. And I really appreciate everything you've done for all of us out here. I love your show.
Thank you so much.
Keep it up.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the inspiration. Thank you. I'll talk to you later. Bye. And now people can go over to nickthomas.org to check out your show later. How did they get your feed?
Go to the About Me page. Scroll down on the right-hand margin, and there'll be a link there.
Okay, good. Thank you so much, Nick Thomas.
Good night, John.
Good night. NickThomas.org, ladies and gentle whores. NickThomas.org, you can then listen to the rest of the show. Now, of course, I'll be probably recording this for about an hour, maybe an hour, a little bit over an hour, I don't know. But by the time I'm done with the show, you can go over and listen to Nick Thomas's live show. I'm going to be calling you, Zilafek, if you would turn down the volume of your, whatchamacallit, you turn on your volume of the live feed, I will be able to call you without any feedback. And I'm going to give you a few moments to get together, get your thoughts together. Not really, but I am, so you know, I know that there's this lag. So I'm giving you some time so that you can turn down your volume. Of course, when you listen to Nick Thomas on nickthomas.org, like he said, go to the About Me link and scroll down on the right-hand side, you'll get the link to the live show. And then listen to him. And he's got a really good live show also. And he's the one who inspired me to do this show. I'm calling Zilla Fag right now. And we'll get to... I don't think I've ever spoken with Zilla Fag live. Or, oh my gosh, he even has video. Does he have video? Why does it open up
video?
Like that? But I'm not doing video because that's gonna take up my bandwidth. I already have like 8 people trying to get in.
Oh no, don't do that, baby.
So, oh hi, Zilla Fag.
Hi, John Ongabong. I love you, honey.
Well, thank you. I don't think we've ever spoken. Have we?
No, we haven't. No, no, no. I mean, I know you over with that tranny whore and stuff.
Uh huh. And you know, probably a little bit of Madge Weinstein, probably. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. But well, I know you live over by there in that Oregon-ish area.
I am actually no. Then it's like, is that, are you talking
oh, that's
about?
Right, you're,
are
that's
you talking
right,
about what's this? What's this? What's that?
Well, you're that. You're Rebecca Nay. Well, you're that end of the country, close enough.
I'm actually in Kansas City. I'm actually close to Chicago.
Kansas City? That's that screwed up city that's like in 2 states.
Yes, exactly. Kansas City, Missouri, to be specific. So we have a neck-to-neck competition, but whatever you're talking about. You know, the race, senatorial race right now with
Missouri.
Jim Talent and Claire McCaskill. So those, you know, hopefully everybody goes out and vote and maybe we'll win. Who knows? So how are you?
I just came back from my poll worker training.
Wonderful. So you were actively taking part.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that a lot of people are like, ooh, take pictures and all this shit. You know, they had to actually hire 16 and 17-year-old high school kids to work the polls because these lazy fucks in Ohio did not volunteer to work the polls.
Oh.
And you get paid, too. You get like $120 or something, $115.
Can you go vote? I mean, can you go work there if you're not a citizen? Probably not.
No.
Yeah, see? I can't do nothing.
Well, well, it's all your fault. Everything's your fault.
Yeah, because I'm an immigrant. I'm an alien. So what's your podcast and how did you start podcasting?
Mine's at zillafag.com. I've been on the internet at zillafag.com doing
for a while.
And forever, you know, and I used to do like internet radio, which is basically, this is kind of what's happening.
More people probably. I have 8.
Yeah. Well, it's always kind of screwed up that way, you know, but, you know, I started listening really well to you and Madge and Wanda and even Ray Gon and stuff. And then I was like, oh, this shit's cool. I'm doing it. And so I jumped in right away, like, well, as soon as I found out in June, July, whatever of last year. And been doing that and causing trouble since. And now I'm with I have to plug my Freak Network. That's a bunch of other
freaks.
Yes, the freaks. The freaknetwork.com. It's just another like conglomeration of people doing podcasts together.
Sort of like a tiny network.
Yeah, yeah.
Freak,
just another...
like F-R-E-A-K. K-E-A-K. Yep. F-R-E-A-K.
Not IKEA. No, it's not exclusively gay.
In fact, I have a song that I can play called IKEA by Jonathan Colton, which I've played before because I had an enhanced podcast of the IKEA tour. And so
I remember it. Yeah. I saw that one.
I actually hand-coded that damn thing. Before there's any software out there doing enhanced podcasts, I wrote the XML code by hand. And have to run the whatever you call it on the Apple thing, where you have to go in and type those code thing.
Yeah.
Command line. That was so smart, wasn't it? Steve Forrest is laughing now, I'm sure.
But don't you think the whole enhanced podcast thing is really kind of fucking retarded in a way?
Well, sometimes I do like it. I think if it is used for the right purpose, it is good.
Yeah. But, you know, but the whole thing about podcasting is supposed to be a portable thing where people are taking where they're, you know, going to work and whatever or at work or whatever and junk like that. And with the hands podcast, you should be at your computer stuck there so you can click on stuff.
Well,
but then when you click on it, it stops the whole podcast.
If you have an iPod, then you can actually do that. Well, you know, enhanced podcast, after all, is created by Apple. So, you know, that's the whole reason why it's related
Whores.
To the iPod. Yeah. So anything, okay, what's new now? What is, after a year and a half now, is it a little bit over a year of you podcasting, what's new now? Freak something? What, Freak Radio? What, Freak what?
The Freak Network. That's just, yeah, a group of people I'm together with. Pizza Babe, she's really the one who started it. Mm-hmm. You know, Pizza Babe.
Yeah.
And you know, it's really kind of nothing, but it's kind of fun.
Okay. And do you have, how many podcasts do you have? You have one?
That's it. Yeah, I was doing a thing back before with some other people, but that all became nasty and mean, and I left.
Okay.
And I won't even mention it.
We don't really dwell into meanness. And,
no, I am learning that as I, you know, that I'm, you know, these, you know, especially in the gay podcasters and stuff, because, you know, I'm a big fag, you know, so I'm involved with that. It's like we need to not just attack each other and stuff.
Yeah, I think, I believe it's not only on the gay, well, you know, there are some drama queens, but also there are a lot of dramas outside of the gay community too on podcasts. And anytime there is a community and you start to have competition, or if you're trying to have competition, that's when things can get nasty. So, yeah, be kind. You know, it's all you. It's all you. And, of course, you know, a lot of people are getting that attention, and all of a sudden you become this huge celebrity. You know, all of a sudden you turn into Madonna. And so all of a sudden you have 25 listeners. Now I'm Madonna. So it does, you know, get your ego blown up a little bit bigger than probably it should be. Sometimes.
Well, I've never had that problem because I've always been at the bottom of the heap, but that's fine. But my biggest thing that I love about podcasting is when Point 22, my little band Whores that I always promote, wrote an entire song for me.
Oh, yummy.
You know,
like for your show or for...
Yeah.
Oh, wow, wonderful.
Yeah.
So where can people check out your show? Zillafag.com?
Zillafag.com will automatically... transports you there. And then you can also, and right there will be a link to my freak network that I'm part of too.
Wonderful.
You know, but we need to do more of that. And, you know, more, it was just, you know, getting my voice out. I can say what the hell I want to say. I, you know, it's a thing too that not all gays love, you know, opera and stuff, you know, like that Richard.
Opera queen.
I hate opera. I hate it. I hate it. I can't stand it.
Richard said that he was going to join us, but food is more important, so he is out eating. In fact, well, I can understand that. I'm a foodie,
well,
too.
I'm being very homo. I have my little wine and cheese I'm doing tonight.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
Like,
now, how did you find out about this? Who told you? Andy Melton told you about this?
I just went on Skype, and people drugged me in the chat room, and then they're like, hey, and they start doing the
wonderful
thing.
Now, were you able to get into the webcast also? The live?
After about 89 tries.
Whoops. Apparently, it will fit only 8 people with my very tiny pipe. It's about 8 inches.
Oh, I'd love that. Oh, 8 inch high, baby. That is, see, that is the perfect size.
Oh,
know?
Good God. Well, anything else you'd like to say before we move on to the next person?
Nothing. That I just love you. You've done so much. You've helped so many people and everything like that. And you're just to me, the most fantastic podcaster because of that.
I'm the saint.
And I'll meet your ass someday, damn it all.
Oh, sure, sure. I'm sure we will. And I'm hoping that we will actually have a big Queercast without any fights. Queercast sort of gathering. Without all the drama. Hopefully, in the future, very soon, hopefully we'll be able to have something like that. I'm not organizing. I'm not hinting anything. Just saying somebody needs to go out and do something.
Yeah, well, the Chicago thing we did was pretty good.
Yeah, I heard about that. I wanted to go, but I had a singing commitment that I promised, it's a paid thing. That,
well, you should have gone just to see Peter's ass. I mean.
Oh, I see. I've seen that. No, not really. Like Peter Maverick?
Yes.
Oh, he's a hottie. He's a hottie macaque.
His ass, I'm just going to like.
Did he show his ass?
No, just even in the pants and everything. I'm like, baby, oh my God.
Yeah, me too. Steve Forrest. Oops. I just. Steve and I chat all the time when we're working. We're like, you know, cubicle buddies. So we're not. We do not work. Like, he is in the. Whatever, UK, somewhere in the Swan Lake area. Swansea.
Auckland, that's what I call it.
And then I am in Kansas City, but we feel like we are co-workers because we are always online together and then we'll say silly things to each other. And so we both kind of drooled over Steve, not Steve, whatchamacallit? Pita-san. Pita-san.
Yes.
So thank you so much for letting me call you. And,
oh, it's lovely talking to you.
Chatting
to
with
the next
me.
One.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so right now I'm going to post the question. You need to find out what my email is. Just to give you a little hint, you need to find out what my email is, or if you can get your email ready, if you're all that desperate to getting like one cheap shit t-shirt. Well, not really. It's kind of nice. Online, O-N-G-L-I-N-E, at gmail.com, online at gmail.com, and I'll be posting the question right now on the website. Let me check and see if I typed it correctly. Email me the answer on blah 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 blah. Okay, so I'm publishing it right now. For those of you, of course, if you're listening to this as a podcast, I'm sorry, you will not be able to win because it's only for people who are participating right now, because I'm sure you won't be the first one if you're listening to this like next week. I have posted now, ladies and gentle whores, the question on the website. So go to the website. I'll give you a moment. Please tell people to go to the website for those of you who are unable to get onto the live feed. Go to the website for the question. I'm typing this to win a free t-shirt. And then email me. The first person with the correct answer, I'm typing it all crappily, correct answer will win. And in fact, I might be able to reply to, well, I may be able to get the person who won the t-shirt announced immediately also. So those of you who are listening to this, seven of you, so now seven people now, you can tell another person, it looks like somebody is has dropped off the webcast and you're now able to go into the, whatchamacallit. Mm-hmm. You need to do a bit of a research if you're a listener. And I don't want to call anybody because, you know, all of you might be scrambling desperately trying to get in. Oh, I see that JT is in the chat. I'm not sure if JT is listening to this also. I'm just going down the list and see. I'm drinking water. Mm-hmm. I'm drinking water. I want to see who else is on the chat. Looks like Andrew is. Andy Melterd. Beth has left. Let's see. Nick Thomas is on there. JT is on the chat as well. Mark also, the gorgeous Mark. And who's this? Mark something. There's another Mark. Oh, don't know who that is. And then, oh, I also have Michael Sage. Hi, Michael Sage. Is Michael Sage able to get in, I wonder? Oh, Andy Melter left the chat, unfortunately. Blaho, I hope that you guys are still listening. It doesn't look like nobody's responding to me on the chat. So I'm going to go check my email to see if we have an answer that is correct to win the... blah, blah, blah. In fact, I think on the Gmail, I still don't have anybody who won. So if you've guessed anything, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Okay, let me give you a hint. I did a podcast with my parents around that time. So if you can find that post on my website, you will be able to find the year. Oh, shit, I just said it. But it's okay, yeah, the answer to the question. So I am still waiting. You need to email me that answer to online@gmail.com. And I will then be able to announce to you the actual answer of the question. So the question is now posted on my website. Question for a free t-shirt. Go to onlinepodcast.com if you're listening to this. If you're listening to this live, go to onlinepodcast.com and you will be able to see the question. And then if you email me back with the correct answer, you will be able to win the t-shirt. Let's see. Let's see. Nobody else got the. I've got emails from a few. One person already. Several emails from one person, but the answer is incorrect. So I want you to go out and go to the website again. Go to onlinepodcast.com and find out what the answer of the question is. So far, I haven't received the correct answer yet. Okay. Did somebody post a comment? No. No. Email me. Don't send me why is it? Why does everybody go with that number? It's a number. Okay. This is so exciting. I'm sure for the podcast listeners because you're not participating in this live. So I'm sure this is so boring and irrelevant for you. But let's see. So far, I don't have a correct answer yet. I don't have a correct answer yet. Even the one that Nick Thomas posted on the comment area, it is not the correct answer. So I am maybe going to play a song or something. That's for Madge. Okay, I'm going to my inbox again to check for the right answer. Nobody's giving me. I sent four guesses. Sorry. Yeah, you did. You guessed, but you can go. Actually, the answer is on my website. If you were to go search it on the website, you will be able to find out. I mean, this is kind of fun. I thought it's going to be so simple, but apparently it's not. let's see. Mark has sent in some guesses, and apparently it's not correct. So it's still... No one sent me a right answer as of now. So I'm going to maybe look for a song that I can actually play of me singing and see if I can play something that is non-Potsy, but at the same time, not. But it's taking forever to get there. Oh, what? What is taking forever? Don't know what's taking forever. Is the website really slow because everybody's going? let's see. Onlinepodcast.com. I'm going there too, just to increase the traffic. No, it's actually loading pretty quickly. So, for me at least. So, I'm going to be talking about something else now. I'm going to, okay, let me look for a song that I can play for you that is not, that is pot safe, but, to satisfy Nick Thomas's craving for my singing. And that's really a very good compliment there. To navigate to January. Oh, at least you know it's January. Okay, this is more fun than I am expecting. This is more fun than I'm expecting. Okay, anybody has the right answer yet? I'm going to my Gmail, and I'm checking in my Gmail and see who has sent in the right answer. Nobody is sending the right answer. Okay, we have a winner. We have a winner. Oh my gosh, it is so close. Oh my gosh, I'm going to be announcing this. So if you're listening to this, I have a winner already. I have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. So close. Oh, I feel bad because it is so close. It is the difference of 1 minute. There's only 1 minute difference. We actually, the person who won, also, we spoke to just several minutes ago. We spoke to both of those who are very close, but I'm sorry, I can only send out one free t-shirt. Blah. And so the winner of the t-shirt is Nick Thomas. He won by 1 minute at 8 p.m. At 8 p.m., Nick Thomas mailed me the correct answer. Oh, I'm sorry. And 8:01, there's a tie. Actually, a different person also, and a Matt person. I'm sorry. And of course, you know, the reason why I did it by email is because that is we have to have some form of judgment, right? Who comes in first? And that is the best way for me to get, according to the time by Gmail, who was the first person. So Nick Thomas won. I'm sorry, Mark. Oh, I'm... Okay, I'm taking the post down. I'm going to take the post down so that I don't have to. I'm taking the post with the question down, so it's not going to be there ever again. This is it. This is like doom forever. I'm taking the question down. How do I do that? manage? If I'm taking that stuff down. How do I do that? Christ, how do I do this discussion? Blah blah blah. This is so interesting. I'm just gonna delete that post. I'm deleting the post, and so no more question out there. So I don't want people to try it anymore because I've gotten all the answer. I'm sorry that the other two people who emailed me the correct answer did not win. I'm sorry about that. But the person who won by 1 minute is Nick Thomas. Wonderful. Thank you. And thank you. The answer, okay, now I'm going to reveal the question so that, you know, it's sort of fair because we post a question also on the website. Oh, Steve Harris is so good. He's promoting the t-shirt now, actually. He's promoting the t-shirt. If you did not win, if you want a t-shirt, go to podcastersunite.com and you will be able to purchase the t-shirt for $19.95. There's also shipping, unfortunately, but I don't really make money out of this. Frankly, trust me, I'm not making money. I haven't even paid for the t-shirt yet. Well, I have paid for it with my own money, but I haven't made any money back yet. But it's just to spread the message of podcasting. I think of myself as a podcast evangelist, and I like to go out there and talk to people about podcasting. So What other ways? Is there any other better way than wearing a gorgeous looking t-shirt out there to spread the word about podcasting by wearing a gorgeous t-shirt about podcasting? Join the podcast revolution is what it says on the t-shirt. Podcastersunite.com is where you can purchase it. But the free one goes to Nick Thomas because he mailed in the answer by 8 o'clock p.m. sharp. And then Mark mailed in at 8:01. And at 8:02, Matt. Also another listener. Who's Matt? I don't really recognize that last name. Maybe he goes by somebody else on there. I don't know who Matt is, but he also mailed in, but unfortunately it's not correct. Sorry. Anyway, so you can go to podcastersunite.com if you want to buy the t-shirt. It is my own small, tiny business. In fact, the factory is right here in my room. No, I did not make the t-shirt, but I actually, store the t-shirts here in my studio. That was fun. I hope you had fun too. I know it's a little mean with this kind of concert, Blay Hall. So anyway, anybody else? I wonder if Andy Meltzer is still here. Andy Meltzer is not here. Is he all right? I wonder if Andy Meltzer is okay. Andy Meltzer, he left the chat. I wonder why. I was going to talk to him. I ask him if it's okay. Now, who else wants me to call? I probably call like one other person if anybody else wants me to call. Oh, how about Vincent? Vincent from Malaysia. Can I call you, Vincent? Vincent from Malaysia is a bi-podcast listener. He's a bi-podcast listener. He listens to both my podcast, BinangHokkien.com, as well as... what is the other one? As well as this one, onlinepodcast.com. No, Vincent, your English does not suck. In fact, we'll probably speak Hokkien, some Hokkien. So I'm going to call you if it is all right with you. Please turn down your live feed. I will be calling you right now. I'm going to give you just, to take care of the lag. Okay. Oh, couldn't access the feed. You should be able now. I'm talking to Andy. Should be able to now. Have one free slot. So apparently I can only fit 8 people into the... No wonder I always feel like I only have 8 people. That's because that's a maximum. So I'm going to have Andy Meltzer go to the feed and listening to it. I'm going to be calling Vincent from Malaysia. This is very special, Vincent, because he is the bi listener. He's the bi-podcast listener. I'm calling Vincent to chat with him. And in fact, Steve also supported that idea, and I am going back into the chat. Hello, Vincent.
Hello, John.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you. In fact, say congratulations to Nick Thomas. Oh my gosh, I hear myself. Did you turn down the live webcast?
Yeah, I did.
Are you wearing a headphone?
Yes, I did.
Oh shit, I hear myself.
Okay, how is it now?
Hello, testing, 1, 2, 3. Much better. You were not doing something. You were not wearing your headphones.
I am.
Oh, never mind. It's much better now. I hear right. A little bit of myself, but not at least not too much. But we won't spend too much time anyway. Okay. I want to say thank you for supporting both my podcast, Binang Hokkien, as well as the online podcast.
Sure, no problem.
Thank you so much.
I've enjoyed that.
Vincent is a little shy. Are you?
I am.
Why are you shy? You speak all the time. In fact, we just spoke yesterday because I recorded the Binang Hokkien podcast yesterday. We just spoke yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite a lot of number of people here, right?
It's okay. Actually, when it's a podcast, there are more people. Binang Hokkien, we have almost 2,000 people listen to the show. So actually, there's more people than it is now. We only have 7 people listening to the show right now, really live. So not too many people. Don't be shy.
Okay.
What about speaking a little bit of Hokkien? I'm sure a lot of people get turned on if you speak Hokkien.
Oh,
이 보이가 자자예요. Okay, okay, let me translate for those non-Hokkien speakers. Okay. Yeah, we were just, you know, we spoke in Hokkien. I'm not going to translate. Because there's something to do with his wonton and tasting his wonton. That's all I'm going to say.
Right.
Anything else you would like to say to me and to the listeners?
Yeah, I appreciate, I mean... every single show of yours.
Oh, thank you. That is
and
so nice.
I'll be listening to it, continue listening to it forever.
Oh, thank you. You are so sweet. You're probably like the sweetest, bestest listener. I'm gonna, because you listen to two podcasts, and rarely do I have, well, I kind of do sometimes, but I think you're the most loyal bi-podcast listener of mine.
No, I'm actually one of them.
Oh, sure, who else?
There's a lot more
who
there.
Else? Oh. Well, see, at least they didn't. Yeah. They're not as loyal. They're not as vocal. They don't let me know about it, and you do. And I really appreciate that, because listening back from listeners is the key motivation. Not money for me, but it's listening, hearing back from you guys makes all this work worthwhile. Of course, it's fun. Also, it's also fun.
Yeah. And
anything else before we go?
Well, just to call in and say thank you to what you did for us, you know, especially all the time you spent.
Thank you. I have too much of those. Not really. I'm just kidding. Well, thank you so much, Vincent. And I appreciate that you're chatting with us right now. And I know for sure that you'll be continue becoming even more so a bigger loyal listener than you are right now. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I will.
Thank you so much. And thank you for talking to us all the way in from where?
From Malaysia.
Yeah. Are you in Malaysia? Oh, you're in Johor. Yeah. I thought you were in Singapore. No. Yeah. All the way from Malaysia. Thank you, Vincent. We'll talk to you another time. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Oh, I just cut him off. Kind of rude. But thank you, ladies and gentle whores, for participating. I think I probably should be wrapping this up, but... is there anything else, anybody on the Skype chat who wants to say something or want me to do something or something like that? Anyone out there? Oh, Nick is so good. Nick already sent me his address. Very good. In fact, yes. Let me see. What is that? Andrew is talking about stuff. Andrew, are you listening to the live show? Andrew, is Jap listening to the live show also? No. Oh, you are so modest. Vincent, you're totally great on the show. And it's an honor to be having listeners. Because, you know, without listeners, there really isn't much, you know. And it will suck without any listener because it will just be me chatting. So even with you sending comments or writing bloody hole. Oh, Matt Blander wants to join the chat. Oops, I hope I didn't miss that. A long time ago. Not really. Matt Blander wants to join the chat. So I'm adding Matt Blander. Where's Matt Blander? Did he get offline? Matt Blander. Oh, Matt, not B. I'm adding Matt Blander into the chat. So sorry, I was a little slow in responding. Oh my gosh, this is so boring. But anyway, anything else? I'm going back to my online webcast chat. Oh, I moved away from my microphone. Sorry. Call Matt. Oh, who, Matt who? Matt Blander? Somebody's asking me to call Matt. Who's Matt? Like Matt Blander, right? He's the only Matt in here. Oh, sorry. I keep moving away from my microphone because I'm trying to read the text messages on Skype. I don't know. Do you want me to call you, Matt? Because I called him during the live show, not the live show, but the trial show. We chatted with him. Call Matt. Now, let's see if Matt Blender. Yes. Sing. JT. Yeah, JT. Yeah, your Matt. Which is your Matt? Is the Matt Blender Matt? JT. Oh, I don't know. I'm so totally confused. Please tell me, is it Matt Blander? Matt Blander, do you want me to call you right now? If you want me to call you, please turn your live feed down and wear a pair of headphones, and then I'll be able to call you. Okay, so I'm calling Matt Blander. And let's see. Oh, yes. He says yes, yes, yes. That was very classy, but very me. So I'm calling him. Ooh, I can call JT too. I've never spoken. Well, in fact, I've spoken to JT one time. It was like some kind of group chat with Andy or something. He was in the car driving. Oh, hello, Matt.
Hello. Hi.
Did you try to and did not win?
Oh, my God. Yes, I got your email address wrong.
Oh, poor guy. And
I know. I thought it was online podcast.
Oh.
But it was just online. But that's okay. I like that shirt, though. I'm going to buy it sometime.
Okay, good, good.
God, I slept through most of your show.
You what?
I slept through most of your show.
Oh, really? Were you that tired?
Well, I interviewed Madge for my show, and it was
exhausting.
So.
Uh-huh.
Not really, I'm just kidding. I was just tired and I fell asleep.
Oh.
Yeah, but at least I made it on your show by hook or by crook.
Now, can you actually hear, are you listening to the live feed?
No, I turned it off.
Oh, okay.
I turned it down.
Okay. Now, the thing is, because I found out that we can only fit 8 people, apparently, at one time. Due to the limitation of my upload speed, or how big the pipe is, and mine is obviously not big enough.
You don't have a big pipe.
I don't have a big pipe like Nick Thomas. I have a moderately sized pipe, about 8 inches, so I can only fit 8 people. I can only fit 8 people.
Are you asking me to leave the feed?
No. You can stay. You can stay.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if you are listening to it right now. I mean, earlier when you were, because you said that you were asleep.
Yeah, I was. I kept. That's the other thing too. I kept messaging you, and I was getting ignored. So
yeah, it's not just you, hello, lady whore. There's also 10 other people.
It's all about me.
Oh, apparently in your world it is, but in my world it's all about me.
Oh, we're going to have problems then.
I think so. You're going to have to start to look a little bit further than just yourself.
It's true. It's a big world out there.
What about your podcast? Tell people about your podcast.
It's called OK So Radio, and it's great. I'm an internet sensation, you know. I don't know. People send me their bras in the mail, and
they're soiled bra?
They're soiled bras and under things, and it's really hot, and, you know, I've had dudes throwing themselves at me when they listen to my podcast.
Oh, really? What is your podcast?
No, not really.
How do we get to your podcast?
It's okayso.radio.libsyn.com, and that's OKAY, not just okay. It's like okay, like you spell it out.
Okay, OKAYSORADIO.
So what's going on?
Well, the
Forget
show
my
is.
Podcast. What about yours?
Well, my podcast, you're listening to it.
Right. Well, who came on tonight?
Like who was on the show, like talking to me?
Yeah.
Mark from Remarkably Mark Palette.
Who hates me?
No, he does not. You're crazy. And you think that the whole world hates you. Not everyone is that free. So Mark came and shit, I forgot who. Help me in the chat.
Unimportant people.
Mark, and then I think I call Ozilla Fag. I call you. I called who else? I don't remember. Vincent. I call Vincent. But who else Mark? Yeah. I call Steve Horris, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. He's a part of the show because he completes my feed. He provides the software that allow me to control my feed. So he is a part of the show.
He completes you?
He completes my feed.
I don't want to get you in trouble, John.
Well, you already did. But anyway.
Well, I have a big mouth. I was just teasing Chef Mark the other night, and he was getting mad at me, and I'm sorry, Chef Mark.
Oh, yeah, apologize.
Sorry, I was just joking around.
Yes.
We can be Matt friends. Can be online friends.
I have been calling you Matt Mixer. Matt Mixer. Matt Mixer is just kidding. Matt Mixer is just kidding.
I was just kidding.
Yeah. So, like how he completes me, bloody hoe. Okay, maybe I should call JT. I don't know if JT wants to talk to me, but if he wants to talk to me, I will. Huh?
Why would he not want to talk to you? You're a delight.
I don't know, but he doesn't know me much because I think the only time we spoke was when Andy Meltert was doing some kind of Skype conference call, and then he happens to be in the car. And so that's when we chatted. So but thank you for wanting me to call you.
Well,
anything else you
me.
Want to say before we go?
No, everybody just keep it real. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, okayso.radio.blogspot. No. okayso.radio.libsyn.com. okayso.radio,
yes.
Okay, spell it out, OKAY. I'm not going to do any show notes, so when the show is posted, please come back and post the links in the comments. Oh, and Matt Blender is also, for those who do listen to Yeast Radio, he is the...
bitch.
Yeah, he's the bitch. Well, thank you so much, Matt, for calling.
Thank you.
And, bye, and have John. A wonderful and good luck with your show.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so that was Matt Blender, as I call him, Matt Mixer. And okay, JT, do you want me to call you? It is kind of a long show now. It's about an hour, almost and a half. So anybody wants me to call anybody else before I wrap up the show? In fact, after the show, I'll be doing for those of you who are listening to the podcast, the show will be ending after I maybe talk to JT. And then I will go on and do a music show that I rarely do. In fact, never. I'm going to do it on the live feed of the stuff that I like and totally non-pot-say-blue. And then I will probably end the show around 9 o'clock. That's when you can actually go over to nickthomas.org and listen to his live show again. Oh, not again, but you know he does it sometimes every once in a while. JT, do you want me to call you? Do you want me to call you? Let's see, blah, 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 huh? Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the website and see what the boys are talking about. Do I only have boys in the chat room? Beth was in here for a while. You gonna sing? Let me see if I have... maybe I'll sing after the show. I may be able to sing after the show. But right now, let me see if I can find a song to at least play it here that is non-pod safe. I wrote a lot of theme songs, you know. So theme songs like... Wanda Wisdom's theme song, or and Langit Biru Kita, you guys have already heard that 10,000 times. So, Audience of One. Where's Audience of One? I have the song that somebody wrote on the website. I used to go frequent this show called, not show. Gosh, what am I saying? I used to go to this website to share and projects, musical projects that I would share with other people. So somebody would, you know, post their song, and then if I want to contribute by doing vocals, I can do that. So this is the song that I've written this person, Clayton Lewis, but he hasn't replied me. So I want to at least play the song, if not the entire song, at least part of the song. It's about 4 minutes long. It's me performing it, singing it. So it's a cover of his song. And he's not really, you know, a sign artist or anything, but I just enjoy that song. It's a little bit cheesy, but I like it. So take a listen to me singing Audience of One. It's actually perfect because it's an anniversary song. I'm going to play this song called Audience of One by Clayton Lewis. And it's, of course, performed by me. And this song specially goes out to Nick Thomas, who's been asking me to sing for a while. So take a listen to Audience of One by by me.
Sitting here, thinking of the years I spent with you, remembering what it was that led us to, I do. Words are hard for me to say. I'd rather let the music play. A song of simple words just for you. You're the audience of one I'm playing to. Wondering why some fires flame and others just grow cold, knowing that You're the only one I want to hold. You're my lover and my friend, the melody that never ends, the chorus of a love still sounding new. You're the audience of what I'm playing to. Sound the notes, but love brings them to life. Wanting you to always see, you're the song that carries me, that feels the measures counted out in two. You're the audience of one I'm playing to. You're the only one I am playing to. The audience of one is you.
Okay, so that was it. Oh, it restarted again because I have my iTunes set so that it plays all everything. Bloody hole, bloody whore. Anyway, JT's not here, so I guess I'm not calling JT, but I want to welcome David B. I don't know if he's listening, though, because I still have 8 people on the list, meaning new people cannot come in. Please welcome those of you who are in the chat. Welcome David B. to the chat, if not the live show. Tell him that we can only fit about 8 people, so he may not be able to get on. But he just added me to the Skype. So, thank you, Nick Thomas. Nick Thomas said very nice. Thank you so much for appreciating my singing. I'm glad that some of you out there are. Thank you so much, Nick Thomas. And thank you for participating in the contest and actually won the t-shirt. It's almost 8:30 now. So almost exactly 1.5 hours. And I don't think I'm going to be doing anything else, I believe. I don't think I'm calling anyone. I don't think anybody's calling me. But wait, nice singing, even more musical burp. Oh, shut up. Steve Forrest. even more musical burp. I cannot burp that way. But okay, I guess that's probably it. Maybe this should end the show. How about that? Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for to those of you who subscribe to the podcast, onlinepodcast.com. Thank you so much. Find out more information over there, onlinepodcast.com. Get the t-shirt that you did not win at podcastersunite.com. You can email me or send me feedback, MP3 feedback, or go to my website and leave me a My Ching Chong or Homo Talk comment, or you can just simply call me 206-888-JOHN. Thank you so much for listening, and thanks to all the live listeners. Thank you. Bye-bye. And don't forget to smile.